Hang Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
I have no qualms eating any meal at any time of the day. Doesn't matter. Pizza
really?
For breakfast, lasagna, spaghetti, broccoli.
There are just some things that can't go for breakfast. You can't do it.
Will you eat a bowl of cereal for dinner?
Yes.
I'm not a cereal person, but I will make scrambled eggs for dinner or as a snack. Not that cereal. All right, we gotta go.
Wait a minute. I know you. You're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You play basketball for the Los Angeles Lakers.
I'm sorry, son, but you must have me confused with someone else. My name is Roger Murdoch. I'm the co-pilot.
You are Kareem. I've seen you play. My dad's got season tickets. I think you're the greatest, but my dad says you don't work hard enough on defense. And he says that lots of times you don't even run down court. And that you don't really try, except during the playoffs.
The hell I don't. Listen to you. I've been hearing that crap ever since I was at UCLA. I'm out there busting my buns every night. Tell your old man to drag Walton and Lanier up and down the court for 48 minutes.
It's a personal day on Zoom.
It's a personal day on Zoom. I'm still here doing your tickers, and then tomorrow I'll be back on Zoom with a smile.
All right, well, moment of silence for Blueberry.
Don't laugh, Dan.
But Paul in what? I'm not laughing. I was thinking of something somebody told me the other day. I'm not laughing at Blueberry. I'm laughing at Jake and I.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, you would know if you were on Zoom and you would have seen this awesome symmetry of Dan and Jake.
Thanks, Stacey. Bill, you are obviously someone who has seen a lot of football in your day, been involved in a lot of games. What was the atmosphere like in the stadium without fans there? Can you compare it to anything else that you've experienced in your football life?
Practice.
Why you keep up that play, you big fat head mother? You should have laughed, you dumb ass.
Sounds good. Yeah. I'm Jake Ottinger of the Dallas Stars, and I never listen to Dan and Jake on the ticket.
Could you brandish your wiener?
It's just afternoon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. So pop that lunch on your car tray, sit back, and hang in the Hang Zone.
Hey, and I want to give a great shout-out to Dan and Jake. Thanks for covering the game. Thanks for ESPN Primetime we're on.
Hey, man.
So great, great for everybody. Thumbs up.
Featuring David Mino and his hot back.
He did.
Our female CEO, Julie Dobbs.
Do you think any Make-A-Wish kids have asked to meet DiNucci?
Blake Jones. Who Blake Jones?
I have a big dog.
And now, your Hang Zone host, from noon to 3... It's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
Let's be great.
Do the show, bitch.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Hey now. Here we are. Show number 281, Dan and Jake. Show 238. Which is on a short list now, this count, right? Mm. We think we're going to be out of here somewhat soon. Will we make it to show 269 here in the den? 238 in the den as of today.
31.
Now that we're on, we can officially say 238.
Belated moment of silence for Blueberry.
Paul in... what?
I appreciate that. That one was much better.
Yeah, thank you. And you're welcome.
Blake's never seen Airplane.
I color me shocked.
Because it's now awakened, Blake.
Yeah.
Jake has handed over, kind of like Dirk, handed over the thing, whatever the thing is, the ownership
torch?
Of I don't know. Would you call that a torch? Do you carry the torch for the Mavs?
Yeah. I think so.
All right. Well, Blake or Jake handed over the torch for the open. It is no longer Waking Jake. That really helped Blake get the job because we needed somebody, you know.
With an ache.
Yeah, it couldn't be Wake and Killer.
It would have like been a bad interesting, plan though. For the day.
Yeah.
The Waken,
But yeah, so I
my neighbor
will send Blake some things in the morning sometimes, like, oh, hey, it's Kareem's birthday. Put the Kareem thing in the open, and Blake called me and said,
how are y'all?
What's the Kareem thing?
It's cordial.
And I said, you never seen the movie Airplane?
Mm.
And then there was just silence. And he said, I don't know how to answer. I just don't want you to yell at me.
Yeah.
And I'm becoming very, very accustomed. I should just pretend Blake is one of my kids.
Pretty much. Is Airplane 15 seconds long? Then I've seen it.
Right. Is it on TikTok? I don't know if Blake would enjoy that movie or not. I've recently rewatched it, and it's very over the top as far as... There's so much jokes and references. Like, it's almost too much.
It was a huge Chappie film. Big time.
I used to love it.
Yeah, and
I'm not against it, but I love, you know, the clips of it now.
Can I tell you, like, the only movie to me that I've seen from that era that is hailed as one of the best comedies is Fletch.
That's the only movie you've seen?
No. That's the only one that I watched and thought, okay, this would be funny today.
Oh, okay. Wonder if we should do that. I wonder if I've ever seen Fletch start to finish.
I think we did it at Alamo, like for the Hardline. Maybe when I was still board hopping, I don't know. But yeah. I watched it at Corby's advice, and it's to me very, very funny. But I don't know. Airplane is kind of a middling comedy to me.
What'd you think of Caddyshack?
I liked it. I liked it more than Donovan did. Didn't love it.
You feel it's overrated?
A bit.
What do you feel of Caddyshack versus Step Brothers? Because I love Step
Brothers. That's the classic debate is, will the movies that I like at the age that people liked Caddyshack, will I still like those movies? And I think Step Brothers and Superbad are like the ultimate test case. Like, will my kid think Superbad is funny in 20 years? And I certainly hope so.
Yeah, you don't want to show your kid Superbad too soon. I'm not sure I want to watch Superbad with my kid right now.
Boop, boop, boop. It's not that bad.
Dude.
Go watch it again, dude.
You watch South Park.
No, Superbad's worse.
Really?
Yeah.
The Wieners?
Remember the dancing with the girl with the period?
I don't know if you can say that. So that's a good...
Yeah, you can.
That's a good...
There's just a lot of cursing. They talk about
barometer.
Sex a lot.
A lot of effing.
I don't care about cursing.
Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah.
So Dan is actually the only one in full compliance today.
What do you mean?
Because I screwed
of our
up.
Rules?
It's sub 70.
We're very mixed up today.
It might be sub 60 today.
Yeah.
It's generally Hawaiian Shirt Friday, but... I had to go into the... So for a couple reasons. One is I'm getting vaxxed, too, in the 2 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
So I'm going to leave here around 2:10. And drive off to get my second vaccination shot in Hearst. It's about a half hour away. Okay. So... So then getting dressed this morning, I'm like, whoa, I can't wear a long sleeve shirt, right? Because you have to have bare... Bare bicep or
guns.
Wherever, bare guns. And then I figured I could just easily take off the flannel. And it's going to be cold enough to wear a light jacket. And you don't want to wear that over a Hawaiian shirt. It's very cold out. It's cold, wet.
Yeah.
Today sucks.
Nasty.
And you guys are wearing Hawaiian shirts. You do not look like you fit into society. Like, what are you doing?
No, I got laughed at leaving the house.
Really?
Yeah.
I was almost going to text all you guys this morning because I was going to perhaps issue I don't know, some sort of ruling.
Fatwa.
A fatwa, yes. That in April, like anything beyond April has got to be Hawaiian shirt. I don't think we need to be wearing flannels in April. Just because the Texas weather doesn't know what it wants to do doesn't mean that we all need to like just go with whatever the Texas weather says. I'm personally on strike against this cold, wet weather, and that's why I'm wearing my Hawaiian shirt.
All right, well, I'm not going to second that motion.
This is going to be rough.
Strike? Strike it down?
I just might issue a counter motion.
What you should do is just ask Blake's people to change the weather.
They
can seed the clouds with their
chemtrail.
Yeah, let me get a plane going.
Hey, I have some Why Today Doesn't Suck extra, and it's kind of sad because I won't be here for Why Today Doesn't Suck. Maybe you'll let me on the phone.
I would love that.
I don't know if I'll be done with the vax. I don't know how the vax thing is going to go. I don't know. I've heard at the Hearst location, some people get out of the car. Some people just, it's a drive-thru. So,
do the wobble.
I don't know what's going to happen. It's all up in the air. But today is Pope Benedict the 16th's birthday. I have two things for you that really caught my eye. Along with Kareem's birthday. And Blake, I had to explain, he was a basketball player. He's the all-time leading scorer in the NBA. And he thought he was a running back. There actually is a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar running back. Did you know that, Blake?
No.
Yeah.
Look Bears?
Cool.
And Kareem sued him.
The real R. Kareem sued him?
Yeah.
The airplane
for
Kareem?
Changing his name.
Mino spin.
Pope Benedict the 16th. It's his birthday today. He's really old. He was born in 1927. Do the math. 90-some years old. No one knows exactly how old.
Dolphins.
But I'm so my birthday list, I'll look at the birthday list and I'll, you know, just kind of glance at the bio or whatever. Here's the bio. Pope Benedict the 16th started off as a Hitler Youth member.
Okay.
But a finger injury prevented him from fighting in the German army. In 2005, he became head of the Catholic Church. He resigned in 2013, becoming the first pope to do so since the 1400s.
To resign in office.
Apparently. The first sentence really is the one that stood out to me.
Actually, the second one, too, because I would have thought when the big one came...
Like a finger injury? They're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know your finger hurt.
So you have the other nine are straight, though?
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Man, that's a tough one.
Is this the Pope that Jake and Kim spin?
The one that likes boobs on Instagram?
Yeah.
No. That's the current Pope.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
Well, now we have two.
The dope Kempspin. Pope.
Pope Frankie.
How many other popes can say they were a Hitler Youth member?
I'm going to hope none. But, man, I got to be careful. I got to be careful here.
You're not ready to.
Doesn't that feel like the 1940s version of, like, a bad tweet when you're in ninth grade?
And I don't know that. If you were a youth in Germany at that time, you had like a choice.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
I would guess they were just, if you're 12, you're a Hitler youth.
I believe it was required by law.
So, yeah, I don't know that you can hold it against them.
And bad tweets are
not
required by law, but it's kind of a, everyone's doing it, you're going to judge me for something when I was 12 or 13 or 14 when I'm 30.
Just seems
like that.
The antebellum parties that the one girl was in is haunting her just because photos come out. Can you imagine the photo of the Pope?
Yes, I can.
With the armband and the high boots and all that.
I can't imagine it.
Say, whoa, this guy's our Pope? Look at this. And he's got a, okay. I don't think that's why he resigned, though, but I actually don't know.
Maybe Dumb zone. Oh, I don't even really know what the Pope does.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. I kind of just pretend.
Well, he was supposed to be a rabbit. South Park joke.